Okay, Abba, so let us begin. Let's continue. Let's continue discussing halacha that is unique to this year. Halacha that's unique to this year. Erev Shabbos Shechal Liyah Tishabav that is Chal on Shabbos. So this year we observe the fast on Sunday. But Tishabav, the real Tishabav, is on Shabbos. So we discussed yesterday this major Chakira. How do we understand the fast? How do we view the tainus this year? Do we say that the emes is Shabbos is Tisha B'Av? It's just that we don't fast on Shabbos, so we push off the tainus to Sunday. It's like kashlumin. It's a nitcha. It's pushed away. But the true Tisha B'Av is Shabbos. This was the shita of the Rosh. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba, and this is how we follow the halach, we follow the Iker, the Rashba. They're not, and that is that the Iker Tainis is on Sunday in a year in which Tisha B'Av is Chal Liyos B'Shabbos. There is, Shabbos is nothing. Tisha B'Av does not exist. It's removed from us entirely. The only, what happens in this year, Chazal Oiker Tisha B'Av from Shabbos, and they have planted it, they have positioned it on Sunday. Lemai nafkaminas. We went to yesterday, so many nafkaminas. The first nafkamin is there something called Shavua Shechalboy. In Shulchan Aruch, all of the prohibitions, all of the restrictions that are lahalocha, not minog, are only in the Shavua Shechalboy Tisha B'Av. And that indeed is what the Sfaradim, that is their custom. The Sfaradim follow Mechaber. The Mechaber says the restrictions of not resetting a Shechayanu, and not wearing freshly laundered garments, and not taking the haircut, and not having weddings. All of the restrictions that are lahalach are only true in the Shavua Shechal Boy. There is no such thing as the 9 days according to the Sfaradim. It doesn't exist. It does a little bit exist. Since it doesn't exist, they are influenced by the Ashkenazim. Many of the Sfaradish Paiskim advise the Sfarad that you should follow, you should learn something from your fellow Ashkenazim and the Machmir during the 9 days. But Meikar Hadin, the Sfaradim are much, much more lenient in the 9 days. Only time they're Machmir is during Shavua Shechalboy. This year is there a Shavua Shechalboy. So if you learn like the Rashba, no. The Rashba says there is no Tisha B'Av, it's not on Shabbos, it's on Sunday. It's not called the Nidcha, it's completely pushed to the next day. There is no Shavua Shechalboy. And you can do whatever you want all the way until Tisha B'Av Mamish. But if you learn like the Rosh, that Tisha B'Av the MS is on Shabbos, then this year is the most chomor. This year we have Tisha B'Av the entire week from Sunday through Friday is Shavua Shechalbay. Okay, that was then. And then we went further to, we're going to do new things today, but we just bring out the point. We went further to discuss that even the Nafkamin is for the Ashkenazim as well. Because the Ashkenazim, we observe the 9 days Midin Minhag. Shavua Shechalbay is Midin Halacha. In the world of Halacha, there is no room to be Makel. In the world of Minhag, there is plenty of room to be Makel. So this year, if we follow the Shitas HaRashba, that there is really be'emes no Shavua Shechalboy, because Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, not on Shabbos, we don't say that Shabbos has any significance, then all of the restrictions this year are only Midin Minhag, not Midin Halacha. And therefore, there is ground to be Makel in many instances, as we discussed yesterday. Now, here is going to be another nafkamina. Here's what we're up to. Another nafkamina. Another very, very significant nafkamina. In a regular year, let's discuss a regular year. Let's discuss us Ashkenazim, Sfarad Ashkenazim for the moment. We have Shavuos B'Tammuz. We have restrictions. Then we have the 9 days. There are restrictions. Shavua Shechalboy. There are restrictions. When does it kick in the next restriction? When is the next level? The next level of Chumrah is Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos is a much more intense dosage of Avelus. For the 6 hours leading to Tisha B'Av, the rules are much heavier. You're not allowed to be Mesiach Das. The main, besides all the laws that you're not allowed to bathe, and you're not allowed to eat meat, and you're not allowed to take haircuts, there's another inyan, and also there's no room to be makel. The severity is much more intense. If at times you will find that you can find a dispensation for a certain reason, you're not going to get such an easy dispensation when it's Erev Tishbav after Chatzais. That's number one. I don't have a concrete example. That's a problem. But there is one concrete example, and that is you're not allowed to engage in activity that will cause you to mesiach das from the Churban Beis Hamikdash. During the 9 days, you can go on vacation. If you want to go on vacation, it's your only vacation time. You want to go on vacation. You want to go touring somewhere. You want to go to the World Trade Center and go take a look at the memorial. Okay, that's a very appropriate thing to do during the 9 days. Right, that's a very appropriate thing to do during 9 days. You go to the World Trade Center, the memorial, and you can spend the whole day there. The whole day there and studying and taking it all in. Is it about the Beis HaMikdash? No. Okay. It's not directly related to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, to Yerushalayim. It's whatever, it is what it is. But it's certainly not Hoilulus. But let me ask you, is it a distraction? Is it a distraction from the Churban Beis HaMikdash? Definitely. If you're going to the World Trade Center, the memorial, you're not thinking about the Beis HaMikdash. You're thinking about Churban. You're thinking about, look what happened, the tragedy of terror, v'chulu. You're not thinking about the Beis HaMikdash. It's not the focus. No matter what it is, it's not the focus. That's fine. No harm done. Adarabba. Better do that than do almost anything else. It's fine. But Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, it's not appropriate. Because Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, the only thing you're supposed to do is focus on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Nothing else. Now, not everyone is on the level where they can, you can sit for 6 hours and think about the Beis HaMikdash. No one's like that today. But to go to a museum and focus on something else, which is not appropriate, that's not the right thing to do. That is still not appropriate. So no. there is such a concept.
Not only going to a museum,
walking around. Anything which takes you away from concentrating, focusing on the Churban Beis HaMikdash is not appropriate Erev Tishrei after Chatzos. Question. The question now is, this year, when Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, and Shabbos, obviously we're not fasting, is there a din on this year Friday, a week from this Friday, is there a din on Friday from that a person has the chumras of not being mesiach das from the Churban Yerushalayim from Chatzos until from 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock until Shabbos? So it's toluy in the same achlokes. If you learn that, like the Rosh, that the Ikar Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, that means that a week from this Friday, after 1 o'clock, it kicks in all of the severe laws of Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. According to the Rashba, no. According to the Rashba, when is the real Tisha B'Av this year? Sunday.
So it's
the 9 days. It's the 9 days. It's no different than the 9 days. No different. Therefore, the question will be: it's very nogei halacha lemaisa. Let's say you go up into the mountain. Maybe over here, everyone's very bored in the city. But let's say you go to the camps, go to all of the Catskill, all of the children camps in the Catskills. So what if Erev Shabbos is the day, if anyone knows, when things are really out of hand? I mean, the activities, people, they have games, tournaments. There's a lot of activity that takes place in the Catskills, in the camps, on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. They learn, they do whatever they do until 1 o'clock, and Shabbos doesn't begin until 8 o'clock. So what do you do with children from 1 o'clock, or teenagers, from 1 o'clock until 8 o'clock? Baseball, hockey. And you know, they don't leave the campus usually. It's Erev Shabbos. You're not really going to go run around. You're not going to go on a hike. You're not going to go on a trip to Great Adventures Erev Shabbos. But it's intense. When I was in the camp, it's a very intense time when people are engaging in some very intense ball games, basketball, whatever you're doing. Is that appropriate? Is that appropriate to do this a week from Friday after Chatzos? You are definitely engaging in activity that is taking you away from concentrating on what this is all about. It is Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. In a regular year, when Tisha B'Av is the middle of the week, after Chatzos, the camp shuts down. There's nothing to do. No one's going swimming, that's for sure not. And no one's playing baseball, basketball. And what are you doing? So some people, the most serious people, will go to Beis Medrash and they'll learn in Yoni D'Yoyim, they'll learn about Tisha B'Av. And the people that can't handle learning to handle, so they just, I don't know what they do. They have a hard time. What? Okay, they have a hard time. It's nishtahi nishtaher. Your daily activity, your daily schedule is disrupted during this time. I guess you just get ready. They have a sudas mafsekes at some point in time. You daven mincha, a slow mincha, a sudas mafsekes. You line up to get your bread and your hard boiled egg, and you prepare it. You go out and you sit down. You know, there's a whole procedure you do to burn the time from after Chatzos until the Tisha B'Av, and no one's on the fields. Okay, the camps do not allow the children, teenagers, to go play baseball, basketball. There are no activities scheduled Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. But this year, it's Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, Erev Shabbos. What are you going to do? What are you going to do this year? It's a big, big problem. If you don't like the rush, you're not allowed to do these things. You're not allowed to be Mesiach Das and Mechorim Beis Ham. It happens. Shabbos. Oh, it happens if we're not going to fast on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is Shabbos. But Shabbos is Tisha B'Av. Like we learned yesterday, Dvarim Shabbat Sinner is Noyeg. You have to be Maharer and Shuvah on Shabbos. It's a different type of Shabbos because Shabbos is Tisha. Just you don't fast. You push off the fasting. You push off the fasting until Sunday. But it still is considered Tisha B'Av, and that would mean that Erev Tisha B'Av is a Dover Chomor. So according to the Rashba, it's business as usual. No, there's no restrictions whatsoever because Tisha B'Av is on Sunday. And that's how we pass them.
Is there a Chatzos on Shabbos? That you have a Chatzos on
Shabbos? Oh, that we're going to come to next. Let's first discuss, we'll come, that's one at a time. But let's first discuss this Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. There are more nafkaminas. Next time, what about getting ready for Shabbos? Now, we don't, Me'ikar Hadin, we are not supposed to bathe and shower during the 9 days. Now, we anyway do because we're all very sensitive. We're sensitive, so we don't have a choice. We have to. But Me'ikar Hadin, we're not supposed to. Not supposed to bathe during the 9 days. The exception, though, is Shabbos. Shabbos, on a regular year, when Tisha B'Av is in the middle of the week, and we come to Shabbos Chazoin, so you are allowed to get ready for Shabbos. You can bathe, and you put on your Shabbos clothing. When do you put on your Shabbos clothing? When do you bathe? Whenever you want. There's no limitation. Oh, I'm only going to do it closer to Shabbos. If you want, you can in a regular year, you can bathe, and you can put on your Shabbos clothing at 11 o'clock in the morning. And you're all ready for Shabbos. I'm putting on my clothing for Shabbos. I took a shower for Shabbos, 11 o'clock in the morning. It's before Chatzos. If you want to do that, no one's stopping you. There's no, oh, but it's the 9 days, and the 9 days, you're not supposed to bathe and wear your Shabbos clothing. Well, once you begin Friday, the whole Friday, more or less, is considered to be Erev Shabbos. So you're allowed to bathe and put on your Shabbos clothing Friday morning. Normally, you're not allowed to wear Shabbos clothing during the 9 days. But for Shabbos, you can. Now, here's the Chiddush. What about this year, a week from today, when it's Erev Shabbos, and Tisha B'Av really is on Shabbos? Some argue, this is not lahalacha, but this, if you would follow the rush, if you were to follow the opinion of the Rosh, the real Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, that means the real Erev Tisha B'Av is Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. And that moment is much more chomor in all of the halachos than the 9 days. Shavuot Shechalba, the 9 days. Therefore, if you're going to take a shower for Shabbos and put on your Shabbos clothing, one would argue you should better do it Friday morning than Friday afternoon after Chatzos. Because during the 9 days, you're not supposed to shower. For covered Shabbos, you can shower. But this year's covered Shabbos has two madregos. There's after Chatzos and before Chatzos. After Chatzos is the most intense moment of Avelos. Before Chatzos is the 9 days. So if you get anyway going to shower, which is really a violation of the 9 days, but we grant you a dispensation L'chvayit Shabbos, don't take advantage. Don't overdo it. Shower and put on your Shabbos clothing before 1 o'clock. Because between the two time periods, after Chatzos is much, much more severe. That is what would possibly be a result if we were to follow the opinion of the Rosh. Halacha lemaisa, we follow the opinion of the Rashba. There is no Tisha B'Av on Shabbos at all. And therefore, there's no restriction. There's no Erev this year. Next week from this Friday, there is no such thing as an Erev Tisha B'Av. Of the 6 hours don't exist. And therefore, it's not, at least not on Friday. And therefore, Friday is a regular Friday of the 9 days. Whatever you would do in a regular year on Friday until the very, very last moment, that's what you can do next week because you follow the Rashba. The Rashba says Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, not on Shabbos. Even though the calendar date of Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, we ignore that. The only Tisha B'Av of observance is on Sunday. So Friday after Chatzos is no different than Friday before Chatzos. And if you don't want to get showered and get dressed until 6, 7 o'clock, that's perfectly fine. That's when you'll shower and get dressed, just like you would do in a regular, an ordinary year.
The Rashba man can swim that week?
No, the Rashba, well, it's a minute. So that would be a nafkamina. Let's say it's super duper hot and there's no air, and there's a blackout, chas v'shalom in the country, which happened 2 weeks ago in the Catskill, you know, the whole Woodridge? The whole Woodridge, the lights went out, the entire city. The entire city of Woodridge, the lights went out 2 hours before Shabbos 2 weeks ago. Okay, like the first week of the summer when everyone went up, the entire city, everyone, how many people were affected? Thousands.
They did it on purpose. They want to use a generator.
They did it on purpose? I don't know about that. Sakonis nefashis. It's mamish sakonis nefashis when something like that happens. There's a lot of emergency equipment which is used, even the hospitals, there are things, sakonis nefashis. And the lights went out 2 hours before Shabbos, and everyone had to figure out what to do to take care of what they needed to take care of, food and children. And children get scared when there are no lights and things like that. It's not. It lasted. I don't know. It like went on that night. I think it went on a couple of hours later. I think it was already Shabbos one. I don't know the details. I think it went on not long after Shabbos started. But it's a very, very big sakana. But let's say, for example, during the 9 days, let's say it's sweltering hot. Okay, you're asking a very good shot. It's sweltering hot. Heat wave. And let's say there's no air conditioning. There's a blackout. And now they have children, little children, and you want to put them in the pool. Take them out to the pool so just to cool off, not to go swimming during the 9 days. Is there a heter to do so? I don't know. You have to ask a person. One thing is for sure. That this year, when it's Erev, where we follow Lahalacha, the Rashba, and the real Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, and thus there is no Shavua Shechalboi, there is no such thing this year, Me'ikar Adin is a Shavua Shechalboi, it's no Halacha, and everything that we Ashkenazim do is only as a minhag, there is definitely much, much more room to be lenient than if it would be a regular year and it's shuash, and there's a shuah shechalboi when the prohibition of bathing, which is swimming, is a halacha, not just a minhag. Okay, so there are many. This year is a very unique year. It's a very significant thing in that we don't have this year a real shuah shechalboi. Ad kedei kach, this year it disappears. The entire concept of Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, that completely disappears. Everything else is there. Because even though we may not observe it, Ashkenazim, as a halacha, we anyway observe it as a minhag. Because what do we Ashkenazim do? We take the laws of Shavua Shechalboi and we extend it backwards until Rosh Chodesh. So this year, there is no Shavuot Shalva, so we just take the laws and we extend it backwards and forwards. Shavuot Shalva. So it's anyway the same. But one thing Ashkenazim get away with entirely this year is, it is not, we follow the Rashba, there is no such thing as those 6 hours of intensity of Erev Shabbos, of Erev Tisha B'Av. Because the real Erev Tisha B'Av is Erev Shabbos this year. Now Shabbos, you're not going to, the Shabbos, we know that. You're not going to have Shalosh Shudas. We're going to discuss it. Kesuda Shlomo B'Shaitan. Right? There's no limitation on Shabbos itself. So Shabbos, there is no such thing as an Erev Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. So when is the real Erev Tisha B'Av? Friday. Friday is the eighth day. But being that we follow the Rashba LaHalacha, so that doesn't exist. We don't say that Friday is Tisha B'Av. What? The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything about it. The Shulchan Aruch does not discuss this. This is discussed in the Achronim, Mogen Avram, in the Achronim, and they cite the Rashba and the Rosh, and basically it's not spelled out explicitly, but it's accepted. Maybe this explicitly, it's accepted that we follow the Rashba. We follow the Rashba.
One way we follow the Rosh, Shabbos, is no Perek.
We don't recite Perek, we follow the Rosh, but I hear what you're saying. Okay, you're saying good. Okay, we'll discuss that in a few moments about Shabbos, unique Shabbos. Okay, so this is, I'll give you another example, another interesting nafgamin lahalacha. When you cook for Shabbos, I'm not a chef, I don't know what goes on in the kitchen, Baruch Hashem, but a chef has to taste the food to make sure it tastes the way it's supposed to taste. And you need some testers, when you're preparing food, some people I don't know what goes on, but some people they like to taste the food Erev Shabbos to make sure that it tastes good, and it's fleshes and it's meat. Are you allowed to eat meat during the 9 days? No, we don't eat meat during the 9 days. That is the custom. Are you allowed to eat meat Erev Tisha B'Av? The prohibition not to eat meat, Erev Tisha B'Av, is one of those examples of where we're more machmir. Because the truth is, the custom not to eat meat is not the same as the custom of the other halachas. The other laws of not bathing, and not wearing freshly laundered garments, and not reciting a shachayanu are halacha. Not eating meat during the 9 days is not a halacha. That's not a halacha. That's a minhag. And that minog is not, really, we discussed this, is really a minog that was meant to be observed the entire year. Gemara says, being that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and the Mizbeach is no longer receiving meat, there's no longer Achilas Basar on the Mizbeach, we should not eat meat either, ever. We should become all vegetarians. And being that the Mizbeach is no longer getting the Sachim, it should be forbidden, prohibition, should go into effect forever. No Yayin. So the Gemara says that's what we should really do. And the Gemara says that if you want to do that, why stop there? Don't eat bread, because there's no longer a Menachos. Don't drink water, because there's no longer a Nesachim. And that's ridiculous. You have to drink water, you have to eat bread. So just like that's ridiculous, so not eating meat and not drinking wine is also, you're going overboard. You have to live like a normal person. V'chulu, v'chulu. So the Gemara does make such a suggestion. And you can't answer. It's not a kasha. Bread and water is a basic necessity of life. Meat and yayin are not. You can get your nutrients, your protein, you can get from other things. You can substitute. There are people that are vegetarians that are very healthy. Okay, so it's not a necessity. So we don't accept that. Okay, we hold that it is a necessity. You can't live like that. The average person needs to eat meat and wine. But the Gemara does present this as a hava mina, and therefore, during the 9 days, we take it up. When we do not eat meat and do not drink wine during the 9 days, it's because of that Gemara. It's because the Gemara says that we should not be doing this the entire year. So it's different than the laws of freshly laundered garments and haircuts and weddings. That's 100% unique to Shavuot Shechalba. But not drinking wine, not eating meat is something which really we should be doing the entire year. So it's different. It's much more lenient. And since anyway we eat meat and we drink wine during the entire year, so during the 9 days, if you really need to eat meat and drink wine, it won't. The world will not come to an end if you are in violation of that halacha. The world will come to an end if you violate the halacha of wearing freshly loaded garments and taking a haircut and weddings and those things, because those are unique to the Zman. But these things are not really unique to the 9 days. They're things which really apply the entire year round. So it's not the end of the world. And what is the proof to this? The proof is... What is the proof is we make siyumim right and left. The olam makes siyumim. They make siyumim. And the poskim say, what kind of business is this? You make a siyum. Just because one person makes a siyum, everyone in his company gets to eat meat? It's a little bit of a stretch. Everyone is about simcha. We know that we all appreciate, we all sensitive that sometimes when you go to a siyum, we're stretching it. Of course, Torah, Yemar ben Torah, we have all the right words to explain why it's appropriate, why it makes you got to do it. The words are all there. And someone who's eloquent can really present a very beautiful argument why it's a ribui of Torah, Lashma, and Alma of Haaretz, because even Shalabarichu by Torah Tchila. Okay, all the speeches are written, and they've been edited, and they're ready to go. But halacha l'maisa, there's something missing. No? You go to a camp in the Catskills, and the guy gets up, makes it seem the whole camp, 500 people don't have, now they serve meat. Go to a hotel, and someone makes a seum, and the whole hotel, everyone eats meat. A little bit of a stretch. The speech is very eloquent, but something doesn't add up. So yet, we're makel. Why we makel? Because the halach of not eating meat is not really an ikar hadin.
If a person has meat by every tish b'av, it's a very big
aver. It's the worst.
Lack of sensitivity.
Erev tish b'av. That's what I'm coming to right now. Erev tish b'av. But during the 9 days itself, not so machlit. But, excellent, but Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, this already brought that in Shulchan Aruch, that already is off limits. That is a Dover Chomer, that's Halacha. That's very, very Chomer. So here's the problem. A chef, or anyone for that matter, who has the custom, Erev Shabbos, to taste the Cholent, or to taste the whatever you're preparing for the Suda Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. This year, are you allowed to taste the meat that you're going to eat on Shabbos to make sure it's proper? Are you allowed to give it to your children? Let's say you have little children. So you give them, normally Erev Shabbos, you're preparing for Shabbos, so you have some food, everything's ready. So you usually have the custom of feeding your children, your little children, some meat, some fleishiks, Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, you take from the Shabbos food and you give them what to eat. Are you allowed to do that this year? It's that machlokes, the Rosh and the Rashba. If you learn like the Rosh, then this year we have a real Erev Tisha B'Av. Friday, a week from this Friday, after Chatzos, that's the real deal. Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, you are not allowed to eat meat, period. There are no siyumim. No one's making a siyum. You never went Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos for the Sudam of Sekes, so made a siyum, and everyone needs meat. Not even in the hotels and not in any camp. It doesn't exist. What?
Even learning
you're not supposed to do. So there's no such thing as making a siyum, Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, in order to allow you to eat meat. Because you just don't eat meat. That's the way it is. That's the halacha. That's the rendered halacha. So this year, is that true this year? When Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos? Is there such a smach like the Rosh and the Rosh? According to the Rosh, yes. According to the Rosh, you would have to go the extra mile and you would not allow to be to taste your meat in preparation for Shabbos. If you have children, you don't normally give them meat on Erev Shabbos from the Shabbos food. You should be more sensitive to the prohibition and you should not do so. However, being that we follow the Rashba, it doesn't exist. It's a puff of smoke. The whole Erev Tisha B'Av goes away. You can taste the meat. If you normally give meat to children, give meat to children. I give another very interesting example. This is a little bit different. What about making an early Shabbos next Friday and having your Suda Shabbos when the sun is still shining, after Plaka Mincha, and having Fleishiks. Isn't that a little bit of a stretch? You're going to be eating a Fleishik Dika meal after, when it's still technically day. It's just that Tosfos Shabbos allowed you to make Kiddush and to eat your Suda Shabbos when it's Tosfos Shabbos, but it's still really, technically speaking, the sun didn't set yet. It's still day. And you're going to eat meat? On Erev Tisha B'Av, you yourself, you're going to be eating Tosfos Shabbos. Tosfos Shabbos doesn't go so far.
If someone goes early Mincha every Friday,
yes,
no problem. But if only this week you want to eat early meat,
you're Mekabel Shabbos, it's Shabbos, but it's not Shabbos Mamish, it's Tosfos Shabbos. There's all the lochs of Shabbos. It's a bit difficult when it's Erev Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av, those 6 hours are the most severe hours. And things that you normally can do during the 9 days, you cannot do during those hours. You may not make Mesiach Das. The prohibition to eat Basar is much stricter. And drinking Yayin is much stricter. And yet, you're making Kiddush al Hayayin, and you're eating Basar, Erev Shabbos before sunset. It's Erev Tisha B'Av. What are you doing? How can you make an early Shabbos? Wait until everyone should make a late Shabbos a week from this Friday. The answer is no. You know why the answer is no? Because we do not follow the Shita of the Rosh, period. We follow the Shita of the Rashba. The Rashba, there is no Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, period. Period. We're oikeret, legamri. It's not a nitcha. Now, what people don't appreciate, though, is this results in a very big chumrah. It sounds like everything so far I've told you was a tremendous cooler.
Right.
Yeah, it's a cooler on this side. Now let's go to Sunday. Sunday, I have a headache. Can I break my fast? I have a headache. I want to break my fast. So if it was a nidcha, if Tisha B'Av really was yesterday on Shabbos, that was Tisha B'Av. Today it's Tashlumin. Shemazel, you didn't fast yesterday. It was Shabbos. So it was a Tashlumin. The laws of Hashlama are very lenient. If it's not a real fast, it's only a nidcha, there's much more leeway to be makel. But in a regular year, there's no leeway. It's Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is Tisha B'Av. You can't be makel. Being that we follow the Rashba, and we take advantage of all of the leniencies leading up. There's no Shavu Shechalvoy, everything's only a minute, and there's no such thing, period, as those 6 hours of Erev Tisha B'Av. You can make an early Shabbos, and you can bathe, and you can get dressed, and you can eat, you can taste the meat, Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, and you can feed the meat to your children, and it's like a regular Erev Shabbos Chazoin. You have to understand the consequences. The consequences are that we're following the Rashba. That means the real Tisha B'Av this year is on Sunday, is on the 10th day. And we explained yesterday. What?
Rashba would have held the same. That it's not a Tashlumin. The real deal is, so you can't be Mekel on Sunday?
Not necessarily. The Shavuos HaMetamos is different. And we discussed this yesterday, why it would be different. Because one of the main reasons is because on Tisha B'Av, this is what the Chazal say, the Rabbanan wanted to enact l'chatchila, the fast day, on the 10th day, because that's when the majority of the Beis HaMikdash burnt. And the only reason why they pushed it back to the 9th is because aschalta de paranusa. That's when it began. But the Gemara does say that the Rabbanan l'chatchila, their first thought was the real day of Tisha B'Av is not the 9th day, even though 5 terrible things happened on Tisha B'Av. They weren't concerned, it seems, with the 5 terrible things. What they were concerned about was when did the majority of the Beis HaMikdash one was it destroyed? It was destroyed on the 10th day. You only have that concept by Tisha B'Av. You don't have that the majority of the wall of Yerushalayim was destroyed on the 18th day. No such thing. The walls were shattered, were broken on the 17th day, period. You missed it. So Shavuos HaMetamos is a nitcha. There's no. On the other hand, the other argument, a lot of the other ones do not work, is that Chazal, the Nevi'im, when they instituted the fast days, they did not specify a day. They just said one day during the month. So then you would argue that Shavuot of Tammuz is the same as Tisha B'Av, one day during the month, whenever that day is going to be, that's the real day. Yet it seems like we don't say that. It seems like since it has become the custom to fast on specific days, even though the Nevi'im did not demand a specific day, they said just one day during the month, the minhag became that day is the day. Shavuot of Tammuz is the day. If you're not fasting Shavuot of Tammuz, it's called the Nidcha. But Tisha B'Av has another concept, another inyan in that the Gemara says that lichatchila we should fast on the 10th day because that's when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. So this year we're doing what the Rabbanon wanted. We're actually fasting on the correct day. We're fasting on the 10th day. That's when the Rabbanon, that was the first machshava. So it's the real Tisha. Okay, so these become the nafkaminas in the fast. Now we're not finishing. Now we come to the next thing.
Yeah. When we say v'samachto v'chagecha v'regalim, it means yayin v'basar.
Yayin v'basar, yeah.
These two give simcha.
Yes.
And we say, kishenichnas adar marbim v'simcha.
Okay.
V'av mematim
v'simcha.
In order
very
to
nice.
Make the simcha,
you take away the basar yayin.
It's
another time. You're giving another very interesting time of why we do not eat meat. But why during the 9 days? Because Kishem Mishnils Av Marbin Besimcha ate Simcha Ella Bebasar V'Yayin. The way we are Memaidin Simcha is by not eating Basar V'Yayin. Beautiful, it's a very nice idea. It's different than what we said. We said it's because that this is what the Gemara says. We should not eat Basar V'Yayin because the Mizbeach has no Basar and the Yayin. Now, I want to touch upon this thing. It's not no Gelo Chomaisa, but it brings out the point. I think it really brings out the point. The Pasuk says that these days will be transformed into days of Sosoim V'Simcha. The Tzoyim HaRavi, the Tzoyim HaChamishi, the Tzoyim HaShevi, the Tzoyim HaAsiri, Yihyu L'Sosoim U'L'Simcha. When Mashiach will come, these days will be transformed into days of Sosoim V'Simcha. Question, theoretical question, for our mayor to answer. What's the theoretical question? The question is, when Mashiach will come, and the 9th day of Av will be Chal on Shabbos, when will the Yom Tov be? Will the Yom Tov be on Shabbos? Or will the Yom Tov be on Sunday?
Both.
Oh, very good. Why not both? So it depends on Lachar, it depends on the Rosh, and the Rashba. According to the Rosh, it's going to be on Shabbos. Because that's the real day of Tisha B'Av. And the fasting on Sunday is nothing more than Tashlumin. So when we make it into a Yom Tov, the Yom Tov will be on Shabbos. So l'may nafkamina, that a week from this Shabbos, you should appreciate that you can party, even though
when Mashiach comes, what's going to be our final poetry?
Ooh, good question.
Eliyahu
is only the Mavar the Metzias. So he says he's not passing Shilas Eliyahu. He already told us. I'm not here to Paskin Shilas. I'm only here to be Mevarer, the Metzias.
So
if you learn like the Rosh, think about it like this. So the Lechari, it's totally, this is a nice pilpul, which you can go back and forth both ways. If the simple understanding is that it depends on the Rosh and the Rashba. That if you follow the Rosh, the real Tisha B'Av is Shabbos. So when Mashiach will come, the real Tisha B'Av will be the day of Simcha will be Shabbos. The Rashba, it's going to be Sunday. It's going to be Sunday. However, you can argue the reason why we don't fast on the 9th day today is because you can't fast on Shabbos. But there's no harm in having a Yom Tov on Shabbos. There's no harm, right? We have the Shalosh Regalim. The Shalosh Regalim fall out on Shabbos. There is no harm. So maybe when Mashiach comes, even according to the Rashba, there's no harm in having the Yom Tov on the 9th day, which will be Shabbos. There's no harm. So that means, according to that Asvara, this year, it's very interesting that this year, it's a whole different type of year. Because every year, in a regular year, you have to appreciate, in a regular year, we always, we don't say Tachnon, because it's a Moed. The Kara Olai Moed Lishbar Bachurai. Everyone's going to say that. Do you say that this year? You can argue like this. This year, we should say Tachnon. I'm not going to say Tachlin because we really have many reasons why we don't say Tachlin. But when, if you want to focus on not saying Tachlin because it is a Yom Tov, if you want to focus, that's the reason why you're not saying Tachlin. Maybe this year we should say Tachlin because the Yom Tov is really on Shabbos. Shabbos is the real Tisha B'Av. The real Tisha B'Av, even according to the Rashba, will be transformed into Yimei Sason V'Simcha. Because it's not a stira to have a Yom Tov on Shabbos. The proof is the Sholosh Regalim Achal on Shabbos, right? The Sholosh Regalim. So there's not a stira. We don't observe the tainess of Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, because that is a contrast. We have to push it off to Sunday. So we're oiker, according to the Rashba, we're oiker Tisha B'Av from Shabbos, and we transplant it on Sunday. But when the Yom Tov will come, when Mashiach will come, and there will be a Yom Tov,
no,
then, what?
There will be no tainess.
So then,
well,
when
how are we going to celebrate the Yom Tov?
I guess we'll have a mitzvah, a suuda. Maybe we'll have a special nusach tefillah. There'll be a special nusach. I don't know the answer. All it says in the psukim is yiyu l'sosayin u'l'simcha. If you learn like the Rashba that this year the real Tisha B'Av, the real deal is on Sunday, there's an argument to be made that the Rashba will agree that when Mashiach will come, the day of Yom Tov will be on Shabbos. So that would mean this year Tisha B'Av, you have to really break the two apart. It turns out that this year's Tisha B'Av is much sadder. It's incredible chiddush. This year's Tisha B'Av is a much sadder Tisha B'Av than regular. Why? Because in a regular Tisha B'Av, the sadness is mixed with joy. Because the day of Tisha B'Av will be transformed into a Yom Tov. So it's mitigated with the joy. Not this year. If you learn like the Rashba, that the real Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, and you agree, you accept the argument that when Mashiach will come, the Yom Tov will not be on Sunday, but the Yom Tov will be on Shabbos. So the joy of Tisha B'Av is Shabbos this year. So Shabbos have an extra special enjoyable Shabbos. And Tisha B'Av, there's no joy. It's pure Avelus. Pure Avelus, because the Moed element that we focus on Tisha to mitigate the Tsar, is not on the 10th day. It's only going to be on the real 9th day, even with the Rashba. So it's a very frightening Tisha B'Av, if you accept that argument. Most people tell you, Pum Fakert. This year, it's a Nidche. You don't go through the steps. You don't do the math. We don't do the math. Oh, this year Tisha B'Av, it's not really a Tisha B'Av, because it's on Sunday. It's not the day. So therefore, it's an easy Tisha B'Av. It's a Shabbos to get Tisha B'Av. There's an argument to be made, Pum Fakert. The only reason why Tisha B'Av has an element of joy is because Yihyu L'Sasen L'Simcha. But not this year, because this year it's on Sunday, and the joy will be on Shabbos. So we've removed it. How do you look at it? On the other hand, there's another. This is a very beautiful idea. I once went to a program. At that time, we went to this program, Mandel's program, there must have been... There were a lot of people. Okay, those were the days when there was still a lot of people before the internet. People actually came to events, and there were a lot of people there, and they had a big Rosh Shiva, and he said some very deep things. I think most of the things it was way over the crowd. And one of the very deep things he said and made a very big impression on me is that he said it was a Tisha that was on Sunday. And he said, this year it's a different Tisha because it's a Shabbos, it's really a Shabbos to Tisha B'Av. Why? We didn't say Havdalah. Halacha l'maisa, when do we recite Havdalah? When Tisha B'Av is over. There is no Havdalah recited this year, Mitzvah Shabbos. We wait to recite Havdalah until Sunday night. If you don't recite Havdalah, it's still Shabbos. I know you'll tell me, but you said Baruch Hamavu Ben Kodesh L'chol, and you can do Malacha. Okay, you can do Malacha. But in the world of, in Hasidus, if you want to go into the more esoteric world, until you say with Shemu Malchus, you say that you make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol Ve'Or LaChoshech V'Chul V'Chul, you say with Shemu Malchus twice, the Psicha and Chasima, The Kedusha of Shabbos lingers. It's with you until you make that bracha. And just because you said Baruch HaMav Ben Kodesh Lachol and you said Atochan Antanu in the Shemoneh Esrei, okay, it allows you to do Melach. But the Kedusha Shabbos is there. How could there be a Tisha B'Av on Shabbos? The same way there's no Tisha B'Av on Shabbos Mamish, how could there be a Tisha B'Av without saying Havdalah? So the answer is, that, well, there is. That means it's a whole different world. When you have a Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, that's not like having a Tisha B'Av during the week. It's a spiritual Tisha B'Av. Chassidim have the minog because of this, some, not all, they wear their strimel. Now, the strimel, we don't appreciate this. It's you only wear the strimel at very special moments. Litvaks, many don't wear hats altogether. They don't wear hats. And even those who wear hats, it's all the same. It makes a difference. You wear a hat on Shabbos, weekday, it's all the same. We don't appreciate it. Chassidim have a certain milah in that a strimel, you don't just wear a strimel. A strimel is only worn in very select moments. Very select moments. And so, big question. Do you wear a strimel this year, Chassidim, when they recite kinois at night? Do you wear it? So many don't. Many don't. It's not appropriate. You go home. Most Ashkenazim go home. You take off your clothing. You're home ready for shalosh, right? So before you go to shul, you just change your shoes. You change your clothing. When you sit on the floor, you get dirty. You don't want to wear your big day Shabbos when you come to shul. When you come to shul for kinnis, most of us we put on our big day chol. Look, in time, earlier times, the German minig was even Shabbos Chazoin. You don't wear big day Shabbos. The minig is to wear big day chol on Shabbos Mamish. And even amongst the Litvaks, there is a minig. Even the Anayom Azeh is that one garment you should wear shel chol, even though you get dressed up. I don't think we will even do this. I don't think it's appropriate to do this anymore. But there used to be, there is some who do this. Again, I don't think it's appropriate. Don't do it. Is that you wear your big day Shabbos, but one of the garments that you wear should be shalchol. Maybe wear your weekday hat. Maybe wear a weekday tie. Some people wear a tie every single day. They have a Shabbos ties and then a weekday tie. So you wear on Shabbos Chazon your weekday tie. Or maybe wear your weekday cufflings. One part of your garment should be weekday in order to preserve the minug that used to be that on Shabbos Chazon, you don't wear your big day Shabbos. Today, I don't believe that is accepted. I believe that's not a proper approach. I think today the person say no such thing. Shabbos is Shabbos. Go all the way, 100%. We don't follow this. You have to be a Baal Madrega to do this. You don't be mezalzel on Shabbos at all. Don't play around. Don't play around with fire. You have to be a Baal Madrega to wear on Shabbos, big day chol, even one garment, so it's not a proper thing to do. But now, Tisha B'Av is over. What do you do? I think the average person, you change your clothing. You have to have enough time. You put on your big day chol. You put on your the shoes, and you go to shul. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. You did not say Havdalah. If you didn't say Havdalah, it's still Shabbos. It's still Shabbos. You should be wearing your big day Shabbos. How could you say kinos and wear big day Shabbos? It's a stira. Doesn't make sense. No, it does make sense. You have to understand the depth of what kinos is all about. Kinos on mitzad echad, it's an expression of tsar avelus, but it's a holy avelus. It's not your ordinary avelus. So in Tisha B'Av is during the week. You don't have this opportunity to mingle the two together. But this year, when you didn't say Havdalah, it's Shabbos. Ad kidei kach, the Chassidim, they're meaning in certain kihilos, you bedafka, not only do you wear your big day Shabbos this year, you even wear the strimel. Ad kidei kach. To say, what? Yeah, ask. Ask you, send your, start to ask them. Ask them. If they don't, others do. There are those who do. I don't know if everyone does, but now look at that. That idea, take that in contrast to what I told you, the other approach. We follow the Rashba, and the Rashba holds that there's no Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, period. It's Sunday. That's the real Tisha B'Av. But even with the Rashba, many argue, Yiyu L'Sosayinu L'Simcha is going to be on Shabbos. So it comes out that the Tisha B'Av this year is pure misery. Pure. According, you're right. According, you want no. That's not totally zeb is zeb.
No, didn't say Abdallah. So
according to it doesn't make a difference. This idea, this concept, this Hasidic concept doesn't make a difference whether the Rosh or the Rashba. You did not recite Havdalah. If you did not recite Havdalah, Kedusha Shabbos lingers. It lingers until through Sunday. So it's a Shabbistic Tisha B'Av. It's very bizarre.
So should we make Havdalah all the time later?
What?
They carry the Kedusha of Shabbos. Wouldn't we want to continue?
No, we don't, because that's not what the Torah wants. The Torah says you work 6 days. Sheshes Yomim Ta'avoid. Shabbos, Sunday is Sunday. Torah does not want you to make Shabbos, the whole week Shabbos. You prepare for Shabbos the whole week. You have Mimechen, but there's a Mavdil. Hamavdil ben Shabbos b'chol. That's not the approach. It's an extremist idea to go to make Shabbos 2 days a week. If Hashem wanted Shabbos 2 days a week, we have a Shabbos 2 days a week. But we don't. Shabbos is one day, so you make Havdalah. That's it. You got to make Havdalah at some point in time. Mitzvah Shabbos. Don't wait until Sunday to make Havdalah. That's not proper. You got to make it sometime before Chatzos, I think, in Chatzilah. But the other, you can go past Chatzos. But you don't wait until the morning. But this year, you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. We're not doing this. We're not deciding on this. We have no choice. We can't eat. So we can't make Havdalah until Sunday night. That forces a whole new dynamic in Tisha B'Av. But besides Shani, the Rashba says the Yom might be on Shabbos and Tisha B'Av is on Sunday. It's pure misery, pure with no sasan v'simcha elements. It's a big mix. It's a very unusual collection of ideas that come together this year on a Tisha B'Av that shachal lihiyos on Shabbos, and we push it off until Sunday. The Rashba, the Rosh, the concept of not making Havdalah, the dilemma of what's going to be this, that it's going to be mishapech, l'sasen or l'simcha, according to everyone. What does that mean according to the Rashba? When will it apply? And how do all of these ideas merge together into us being sensitive to the Kedusha and what Tisha B'Av is all about in this unusual year? It's a very big mix. It's a very complex matter. Okay, take a short break.
According to Rashba, this Shabbat, Tisha B'Av, Atchalto, the Geula, Ubiyat Melech HaMashiach.
Halavai.